out the knife before you give it him, v'noisla, then give him the knife, and let him make the shechita. Or mutalecha mishchitos, and you'll eat from mishchito. Because the svar is, why should you do anything wrong? Since he's not a person that eats at lahachis, he only eats the trays when he can't find kosher. Say that he gave him the knife, the kosher a knife, so why should you do a good shechita? We're talking about some person that knows such a shechita. Therefore, that's the Mishnah, kol shecht, even the chatchila, we can let such a person shecht. Ah, but what's going to be loy boydik? Let's say he did not check out the knife before. For north and loy, let him stam shecht. Then the din is loy yishchit. You're not allowed to let him shecht. The imshachet, let's say that the ever this person went and made a shechita. So then the loch was like this. Boydik sakino achrov. After he made the shechita, now we have to check out the knife that he made the shechita with. Nimsa sakino yafifem, if the sakin is good, mutalacha mishchitosa. Again, why should we say he did something wrong? He'll eat kosher if he could. So since the knife is a good knife, most probably made a good shechita. But in labav, after the shechita, we check the knife and we see the knife is no good, then tak it's also lecha mishchitosoi. You're not allowed to eat from a shechita because you have to be afraid he made the shechita with this type of a knife as pogum. Therefore, even with the evidence possible. So therefore again, lechatchila we're allowed to give him to shech if we check the knife before. If we didn't check before, you should not let him check. But with the evidence, if we gave it to him to shech, and we did not check the knife before, only after the shechita we checked out the knife, and the knife was kosher, then with the evidence, the meat is kosher. And the Mishnah then goes on to say, chutzto mecher shreit of a cotton, exclude mecher shreit of a cotton. By him, they are filled the evidence, nami loy. Even with the evidence, if he made a shechita, it's no good, if nobody's watching him. Why? As we said before, shem yeshua, shem yidus, or shem yechwidu. We're afraid he won't do a good shechita. And the Mishnah ends off again, b'chun shachtu. Anybody that makes a shechita and Yisrael is Zemir Agabov, then it's kosher. So again, where is the last case going on? Elaim is going back to Acheres right to the court, and again the famous question, Allah Koi, V'yim Shachotu, me boy, we're talking about that, should just continue on into the Loshanov, V'yim Shachotu, what's Loshanov Echunan? Mashm is not going back to the case of Kotan. El Rabbi Yisrael Muma, going back to the case of Yisrael Muma. So what's the question? What are you going to have a Yisrael and Agabov for? So again, if it's talking about a Yisrael Muma, so it depends. If he checked out the knife before you let him shecht, that he's allowed to shecht even without a Yisrael Eimer Agabov. Hello, the case must be the loy bodik that we did not check out the knife before we gave it to him. If so, he the Yisrael Eimer lived decay. So what do you have to have a Yisrael Eimer Agabov for? After the shechita, let's take the knife and let's check out the knife. Let's check out the knife now. If we don't see the sakin now after the shechita, if so, if we can't check out the knife, even though Jews are watching him during the shechita, so what? Even though he didn't do anything wrong b'shas shechita, but dilma b'sakin pogum shochet, maybe though the shechita was done with a knife that has dents on it, that's pogum. So you have to be afraid it's not a kosher shechita. So more again to kasha. According to this man, yom it's also a kasha. According to Vashi, also a kasha. This lashon.
Yangmar says, Ravina says, this is what the Mishnah means to say. That Hakil Sheikh, again, what's the beginning of the Mishnah of the Lashon of Hakil? Sheikhim means Hakil Mumchin. Everybody is a Mumcha. Everybody, like you have a right to say, he knows the Lochis, and his Shechita is a good Shechita. Rashi says, Mumchin means V'yoydin Hilcha Shechita, the you'll know the Lochis of Shechita. So here's that Lashon Mishnah again, that Hakil Sheikhim means Hakel Mumchin means Shechtin Mumchin, and the Chiddush is V'yafotei Shein Lechzokim. Even though they're not Mumchim, means they're not Shecht in front of us three times already. Rashi speaks out means Shlashoch Lefnei Megim Abomim Lirois Im Yesh Bem Koyach. If they have strength, Shein Nemesalton, they don't become weak B'shchita Shiyobu Deshia. Even though we didn't see them do it already, but since they're Mumchim, therefore Lechatchilu V'shchita is kosher. But then what it means is, the Med, Rav Amurim, when was it said, Sheyoidim boy, Sheyodeya, Uloimer, Hilcha Shechita, if we know for sure that this person knows the Loch is Hilcha Shechita. Avol ein Yoidim boy, but if we do not know that Sheyodeya, Uloim, Hilcha Shechita, he knows how to say, he knows Hilcha Shechita, then lo yishcha, then lo chitzili, not let him shecht. But then, be the evidence of Yim Shach, if this person made a Shechita, is Boitkinoi, so we check him out. In Yudaya Loim Hilcha Shechita Mutalach Meshchita. So if we see later that he knows the Hilcha Shechita, then we can eat from Meshchita. The Imlabu we do not know, then also Lach Meshchita, not only from Meshchita. That's what the Mishnah is. That's Lechatchila if we know that he's a Mumcha. and b'diavad means that we do not know he's a mumcha, then b'diavad, if we made the shechita later, we could check him out. And the mystery goes on again, chutz mecher shayt v'kotim, tiafilu b'diavad namiloi. Even b'diavad we can't let them shecht. Why? Shem Yishar, Shem Yidus, so v'shem Yechlidu. For whom all of them sheshachetu, all of them made the shechita, so Gemara says, hi, again, where's the sefer going on? Ilaim again, achere shayt v'kotim, for the Gemara again, Allah, koi, we're talking about that. V'yim shachetu mi boile, the mystery just should have said, v'yim shachetu. So the mashu is not going back to Chereshat, we're going back to a new case. Ela rather, she'ein mumche, where the person is not a mumche. If so, still it's a question, what does the Mishnah say you have to have a Yisrael, a Meragabov, beboitkin oisai sagi, that afterwards we could check him out to see if he knows the loch, is that enough? So why do you have to have somebody over him? So Mar says the case is, the last thing that come on to live the case, there's nobody by him to check, he's not by him to check him out. So in such a case, if somebody saw him do the shita, that's but the ever we could be saying that the shita was good. So that's Ravina's parents. Vika the army, some say that Ravina Ravina says, okay, so this is what the Mishnah means to say. Hakul shirk means hakul mulzokim. Everybody is a muhsik. Not that the mumchim, but the role mulzokim means that they know how to make a good shita. Meaning if we saw them do it already three times, that's enough. And then if we saw it done already three times a good shechita, then the klal is afal pi shein mumchin, even though we do not know the dilcha shechita, as long as we see him do good shechita three times, that's enough. B'med v'mamurim, was it said, sheshachetu l'funeinu bezegim upamim, that the person made his shechita two or three times, v'loin nesalif, he did not become tired. V'loin shachet l'funeinu bezegim upamim, he did not make a shechita two or three times, then lo yishkot, then we did not let him make a shechita. Why? Shemi Yisalif, we're afraid maybe become tired, to become weak. The Yimshachot, the rest of the person didn't make the Shechita. The Yomer, and he says, Borili, for him it's sure, Shleinus Alafti, I did not become weak or tired. Then Shechita Asik Sheira, that's what the Mishnah means, that's the Yevad of the Mishnah. Chutz Mecher Shreit Tepakotim, Tefil the Yevad Nami Loi. Even with the Yevad we can't let them make a Shechita. Why? Shemi Yishor, Shemi Yidusa, we're afraid maybe they'll leave it over, maybe they'll be Doris. The Shemi Yachlidu, maybe they'll make a chalada, they'll stick the knife in the wrong place. And again, b'chumas yishach to a high, what's going on? Ilai megen achem ashert of a kotin ala koi, it's talking about that, yimshach to niboy, let's just adjust yimshach to. Again, the same question, v'yela ashein muhzok, and person is not a muhzik. Shem the Mishnah says, you have to have somebody watch him, for the more why? V'amrit b'borali sagi, it's enough if he tells us clearly he didn't become tired then. So Mishnah says again, the Teretz is again, that the last thing come on the Shailai, when the person is not around, we can't ask him. So in this case, we have the halacha that if Yisrael watched him, the shechita is kosher. The other one says, Ravina, Barabba, Barula, Kabaya, Varava, Ravashi, Liyamri. They do not like to say the teretz of Abaya, Varava, and Ravashi. Mishum, the Kashalu, because we had a question on them. That doesn't end off good, the end of the Mishnah, on which case is going on, Vechulam. That if we saw, watch the shechita. V'chulam. That was a question on them. Now, kula karaba barula le'amri, they do not like rabba barula's teretz. Lach lishna de yamri, hoch ikar, that we say what here is the ikar lochot of shechita, adi rabba osam ikar, but there it's more, misach the kochim, zvachim the kochim koi. And lach lishna de yamri, tosam ikar, there it's the ikar. Vach over here, adi the toni tomni v'chulin, toni nami tomni v'mekdoshim, so I'll tell you the hell, tomni v'chulin gufuli yitzchukla, you don't need the chiddish, because they'll hold that chulin shenasu or taras kredish lavka kredish domi. There's no such kabbalah that if you're eating regular chulin and you want to eat a b'tayro, there's no such kabbalah, it has to be b'tayro. There's no such kredish, even if it's tamis, still you're allowed to eat it. So there's no such kredish. So that's why they don't like his teretz. Now, kula krevinu yama, they don't like Ravina's teretz. Lach lishn the yama mumchin in shein mumchaloi. I tell you, they hold roiv mitzun yas yashchit mumchinein. That roiv is mumchin anyway. So that's, come on, if you know or you don't know, you have a right to take on that rove people are mumchin. And it's rove people that do shechita is mistam and know the lochot of shechita. And Rav Lishtu, the Yama Mugzokim, in Shein Mugzokim Loi, they know the lufa lechashinu, we're not afraid someone will be tired. As long as he knows the lochot, that's enough. Rav and Adam are still Yama Kabaya, Kikushya, like the question we asked already. So Rashi said, the question we asked already about the Yisem Yamaniach, Avitachov and Mechanusoi, that a Yosef and Nichnas alone is enough, you don't have to have watching him the whole time. Now, Yabai Loyoma Karova,
Abaye does not like Rava's teretz, that what Rava brought a proof that just being Yotze v'nichnas, checking out sometimes is enough. He said, brought a raya from Yain Esach. So Abaye says, Hosam loinoga, hocha noga, over there the guy is afraid to touch the wine altogether. Therefore, just the fact that a Jew may come in, he's afraid of him. But over here, where this, where the kusi is doing the shechita, it's like he's touching the behemoth. Here, just to come in and go out is not enough. Here, you have to be over him the whole time. If you're not there the whole time, since he's already touching the behemoth, here we have to be afraid. When you're not there, it's simple to make a, you know, make a psul neshchita. Therefore, here you have to watch him the whole time, because since he's touching the behemoth anyway. Now, Ravash Shiliyom Katavar, Rashi doesn't say like both of them. Kisov Kusiyot Kusim Geri Eroyisim. These Kusim, he holds, are still goyim. And when they were Mizgayir, they became Jews only because they're afraid of the lions, like they were forced to do it. That's not called good geiris. Therefore, the shechit is possible altogether. Abaye liyomikravai, Abaye doesn't like Ravashi, leisvir leihod the rova. Doesn't hold that that rova said. Ravashi says, the yomad ye yisrael mumma, shach lechachilu v'blikasakim. He doesn't know from that. You have a person that's a mumma, that's not makhtir, teach shev kashrus, and not allow them shecht. He can't rely just the fact he's checking over the knife. He doesn't know from that svara. Since the person has not makhtir on kashrus, at least treifus, they can't let him shecht altogether, even if you check out the knife. Therefore, they don't like that teretz. That's what Ravashi does not hold like Rava. Ela Rava, my time leoma tishmaitdi. How come Rava doesn't say his own teretz that he says here by a mumer, that he says if you check out the knife, it's good? So why did Rava need another teretz before about nichnas v'yotze? Let him say this chiddush by the mumer. So what the teretz is, lidvor of davaya komar, kalemus really. And if Rava doesn't learn like that shan the Mishnah. Because Rav is only saying, according to you, Abaye, that you want to say it means he has somebody watching over the whole time, the kusi. So he says back, no, you don't need that. It's not that the yetzei v'nichnas. But not that Rav really holds from that teretz. Rav himself, when I'm Shana Mishnah, we're talking about a mumma. That a mumma, a person that's not marked in kashrus, if you check out the knife, so then we say, for no reason, he'll make a good shechita. Like, for no reason not to, he might as well make a good shechita. That's the Shana Mishnah. It's not about Rav, like this. It's not about Rav. Shchitas kusi muteris. If a kusi makes a shchit, it's kosher. So again, we're going to the kusi is geri emes, the good Jews. The matter of a mumer was said because Shalom Agav, only the Jew was watching over him. But if we found that a kusi made a shchit and we did not watch him, then it depends. Choyter kizar, you have to cut off a piece of meat from it. But let's not give it to him. Ochle eats from it mutlechem shchitosai. V'yimlav, if he doesn't eat from it, then also lechem shchitosai. You can't trust him because he's not makbid on the evil sita mishol. So maybe he doesn't care to give it to us, even though it's treif. So if he doesn't eat from it, we can't eat from it either. Kaitzeba yimotza biyada. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here. Okay, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding Daf Dalad Omer Aleph on top. Just last sugyas we learned. First one chiddush we had before was that we hold Rav Mitzuyin Esa Shchita Mumchen Hein. That means most people that go to do Shchita, they themselves are Mumcha, meaning that they know the Halachas, and therefore we have a right to let them make the Shchita. Natoy spoke out before, that means Avad the Sherf and Af Lechatchila. Even Lechatchila we hold, you will not let them make the Shchita. Then another story we had the more before said, according to Ravashi, that he old kusim will geri eroyisim. That means kusim had a loch like a guy. Their geris was not chal, because they only did it because of aroyis. They didn't do it in the shem shemayim. And therefore they have a loch like a guy. And Toys speaks out to shchitosim. Sulo kemosh levdikachovim. And Toys shchitosim is war with Habgamur later. From the posagob mivuzovachto. So we dash in mata ma'ashata zavecha toycho kloima. Oyste shubar zavicho lafuka levdikachovim. That a guy's shchita is possible. Yeah, but that's only if the old kusim are considered geri eroyisim. However, the other shchita is for hold no that they considered geri emesim. So Tzai speaks out, that means that they will nisgayer again a second time later, legamri. So far, the last brayso we had, that shchita's kusi is muteris, only if a Jew is oimid agabov, if a Jew is watching him.
But if we just found the way Kusi made his shchita, then the last halacha was we have to give him teeth from it. If he eats from it, it's kosher. If he does not eat from it, then it's also. And the Gemara says, Ki yitziboy, the similar case like this is also a case of motza biyodoy. If you find it on top of the Gemara, Avdal and Aleph, motza biyodoy, you find in the hand,